WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Congressional Democrats have unveiled a bill that would bolster free speech protections. The bill comes after ABC suspended comedian Jimmy Kimmel's late night show following a threat from the head of the Federal Communications Commission, Senator Chuck Schumer.
Where are our Republican colleagues in denouncing this stuff?
President Trump is returning to the U.S. from Britain, where he said today he wants a massive military base in Afghanistan returned. Bagram was taken over by the Taliban during the U.S. withdrawal.
They need things from us. We want that base back.
He also said President Putin has let him down. CBS's Olivia Rinaldi in London.
He said he didn't regret inviting Putin to Alaska, but he also said that he hopes that European countries stop buying Russian oil, or at least refined Russian energy, from other countries.
Trump said if oil prices come down, Russia will settle, ending the war in Ukraine. On Wall Street today, stocks are higher. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammy McCormick.
97.5 WFHR, locally grown radio, and home for the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. With the Packers back in action and the Brewers heading to the postseason, the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau is reminding sports fans to look out for fake memorabilia scams. Agency officials say scammers have been posting advertisements on social media for fake sports memorabilia with high-quality pictures and cheap prices to lure potential victims. The BBB is reminding residents to research the company before making a purchase, check for certificates of authenticity, and be wary of deals that seem too good to be true. The City of Wisconsin Rapids has a new website. The design has changed in an effort to make it easy to stay informed and in touch with city officials. The new website is wirapids.gov. Once there, you'll see quick links to report an issue, sign up for city meeting notifications, find info on garbage and recycling pickup, learn about current and upcoming street closures, pay bills, find election info, and explore area parks. When you click on city meetings, you can see what is coming up and find past agendas and minutes. You can also subscribe for notifications. You will need to sign into the website before you can subscribe and verify your email address. After that, you'll be able to choose which notifications you'd like to receive and if you want them by email or text or both. If you want only email, once you've checked the email box, you're done. If you want notifications by text, check the little phone icon, enter your phone number, and click on Save. Back on the home page, there are tabs at the top that are easy to navigate. They include City Government, City Departments, Business, Residents, and Community. If you're looking for more information about Wisconsin Rapids, you can head to wirapids.gov. I'm Melissa Kay, and you're listening to WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers over the Angels. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers with a 9-2 win over the Angels. Pitcher Brandon Woodruff, with his 10th win of the season, has the freedom to decide when he's ready to play. Why? Manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I trust him. I trust him emphatically. What this guy has been through on the mound and the way he operates, he knows what he's doing. It's underrated for this team this year, what he's done. What's our record since Woody started with us? That's something else. And I'll tell you, the pitching coaches have done a great job with him.
NFL, the Packers in Cleveland on Sunday. I asked Packers quarterback Jordan Love why the Browns' Myles Garrett is so highly regarded.
You know, he's one of those guys that can wreck a game for an offense, so definitely always got to know where he's at.
After Myles, what stands out on how the Browns' defense performed against the Bengals and the Ravens?
Man, I think they're just a really sound defense. You know, I think watching film, you know, they don't do a whole lot of crazy coverages. You know, they're pretty set in what they want to run. One of those defenses where it's like, hey, we're going to run this, and you guys got to come out and find ways to stop it.
That's Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
Partly sunny and still hanging on to some heat today as high temperatures scrape the low 80s. The chance of showers, maybe a small storm early this evening. A lot of the rain looks to hold off until at least tomorrow afternoon. Ramps up, giving us a soaking weekend. Drags our temperatures down to the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 78 degrees.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. not the seriously know-it-all sports dad or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
This week, we sit down with Wisconsin Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski, and she talks about her run for Lieutenant Governor.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1, on your local civic media radio station and on the app. This is Locally Grown Radio, WFHR.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Alba along Mr. Aaron Zomers, our producer and engineer on the board. It's 6 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Welcome into hour number two of the big broadcast here on a Thursday, September 18th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite, coming to you from the beautiful world headquarters of Civic Media in downtown Madison at the intersection of State and Fairchild Zomers. Got the old Sam Davidson street cam for those watching on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and the like. I see things going on and nothing better. Now, look at that. It's a beautiful fall day. It's going to get cooler, so get out there and enjoy the weather today. Look at that. Cars going by. A couple of people on the sidewalk. Tents going up on State Street as even the bus traffic has been cordoned off on State Street this afternoon because of the big night market in downtown Madison tonight on State Street. If you're in the WMDX listing area in Madison, or you want to take a drive here tonight from 5 until 9, right down below where we're at right now in front of the Overture Center across the street, you'll have the WMDX and Civic Media tent set up, have some swag, as they say, i.e. giveaway prizes. And some of our staff, I think John and Gordy are using their Dom, the Italian Stallion is going to be there, and he'll shake hands and kiss babies or anybody else. No, I'm just kidding. They'll be there. Now, normally I'm here, but I've got big things are happening this weekend. Going to APT American Players Theater in Spring Green tomorrow night. And then also a family coming in because a big family quinceanera on Sunday. So lots going on this week in the event. It's going to be rainy, I think, on Saturday.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know. That's not so good. But today is lovely. So get out and enjoy that. Stop by the night market tonight if you're in Madison and check it out and say hello. Coming up here in just a minute, another edition of What's Worse, a red meat edition. That'll be great. By the way, coming up on the big program tomorrow, it's going to be a jam-packed day, let me tell you.
Absolutely.
It's going to be Bill McCoshin, the founder and president of the Janesville Jets, the North American Hockey League team, on their new arena, home opener is going to be on Saturday, on this weekend, and Bill is going to stop by the program tomorrow and talk about their great new center down there in Janesville and the Janesville Jets. Prior to that, our own Phil Nee from WRC and Richland Center, if weather holds, are going to have a Richland Center, one of the last drive-in movie theaters.
Talked about that.
Have you ever been to a drive-in, Zomers?
I have, just once.
Oh, very good.
Once, maybe twice. Either way, there's one in Chilton, if it's still operational, which I think it is. It was a lot of fun. It was really weird. I'm big on
really
sound.
Weird,
it really weird because I'm big on sound in movies, and hearing it through the car stereo, I was like,
it's the experience.
Interesting. Now, it was still
very fun. I think of the all staff meeting this week.
Yeah.
Phil made a joke about say, hey, you know, if you want, bring your partner, your sweetheart, and you could park in the back row. And it was kind of crickets, and I think that's because not many people on our staff have ever been to an outdoor theater.
Oh, I got it.
Oh,
like,
right.
I knew what he was saying. I just had myself muted because, you know, it's a big meeting. There's a lot of people.
It's a very big meeting. A very, very big meeting indeed. So Phil Nee here is tomorrow talking about this great come out to the movie theater. He's going to do a live edition of Those Were the Days, his great Saturday night program from 6 until midnight, his oldies call-in show from Richland Center. He's going to be talking about that tomorrow on the show, Bill McCoshin. And then our old friend Peter Rapine from EPOM's World with another hilarious edition. At least it better be. No, it will be.
No, it always is.
Of the Week in Review, a look at the wild and wacky of real life human behavior. So that's the show tomorrow. A couple of things. Business. Now, here's the deal for those watching on the stream. I said it before. I have my brand new October Baseball Milwaukee Brewers shirt on today. Was down there last night. What a game. Brewers got a big win over Los Angeles Angels last night down there. And a lot of people are saying, how the heck? I mean, I'm never going to be able to get tickets. A lot of these games are sold out now. But I really want to catch the Brewer fever. Even late in the season, we got you covered. Tune in tomorrow, starting with Pat Kreitlow at 6 a.m. Then you got Jane Mattner and Greg Bach, Mattner and Air. Then you got good old Tommy Hartman. And then you've got us. And then you've got Maggie Dawn. And then you got Pete Schwabba. On each of those shows tomorrow, we're all going to give you a magic word. And you download the Civic Media app. And in each of those shows, we'll give you a magic word. You text that word to the Civic Media app during said show. And at the end of tomorrow, the computer will randomly draw from the correct entries, and somebody is going to win 4 club-level seats to a Brewers regular season game yet this season to go down there. There's beautiful seats, club-level own bathrooms for that part of it, own concession stand. It spoils you, let me tell you.
It
really
does.
But you deserve to be spoiled out there in Radio Land and streaming land. And so tune in tomorrow, Friday, all day on Civic Media. It's our final one. Final free ticket Friday for the season. You should be a winner like Chris in Sun Prairie, Kimberly in Wauwatosa, Terry from Cross Plains, Jim in Brookfield, Penny from Plainfield. That's my favorite winner so far. Or Kevin and Madison, all of one tickets. You can too tomorrow on Free Ticket Friday. So dial in for that.
And you know, you're going to want to have the app anyway.
Yes, that's exactly right. That's where I was going. So it's time to announce, and we have to be very careful about this. And speaking of meetings, we were all called another meeting this morning, actually this afternoon before we came on. We are able to tell you now that starting on Monday, on the same shows that we talked about before for the Brewers ticket giveaway tomorrow, starting on Monday, it's our big fall green and gold text to win contest. Did I do that right?
Yes. Except this time, it's not statewide. It's a multi-state contest.
It is a multi-state contest, and it took me back to my college days when I was experimenting, and I was a part of a couple of multi-state contests, and I said, no, that's not for me, and I just moved on. But yes, it is a multi-state contest now that we have stations in Minnesota. So we have to be very, very careful. The lawyers work overtime on these things because they watch us. Because we're only allowed to use certain words due to licensing agreements, contracts, and the like, and attorneys. So when I say green and gold, Zomers, do we have some music to back that up? When you hear this music on our show next week, there you go. Mm-hmm. You'll hear that on this program starting on Monday for the next 2 weeks. And when you hear this, it's time for the green and gold text to win giveaway. Not now, Monday. It is a multi-state contest. I love this song. Green and gold. Multi-state contest Monday, starting Monday across the Civic Media Radio. your chance. And get this, it's not just the Lollapalooza grand prize of club level seats for a NFL football game. I can't say that.
Yeah, for a football game with the green and gold versus the purple and gold.
Oh, all right.
Minnesota's going to be here in Green Bay.
All right. You can say Green Bay.
You could say Green Bay
and
on its
Minnesota.
Own.
Yeah. All right. Sorry. Strike one, but I don't think it counts because the contest hasn't started. It hasn't started. I got myself a mulligan. That was my first mulligan on this contest. So we're going to give away tickets to the green and gold versus the purple and gold at a place in Green Bay. We can say that. And so you can win tickets to that event. But every day, here's the cool thing. Every day, we're going to win or going to give away $200 of cold hard cash or...
It's a daily prize of, $200 cash and some gold jewelry.
And I was at the meeting today.
I took notes at the meeting.
So it's $200 cash and beautiful gold jewelry. And we're going to have Bob Barker's old Barker Beauty come in here. And we're going to show you the gold. Well, live models in the studio. So tune in for that. That'll be a lot of fun as well.
Maybe not that part.
I'm excited. And here's the thing. And I can't tell you that I have definite proof on this. But here's our motto for the next 2 weeks. More text to win people win on the Todd Allball Show than any other civic media program.
This statement has not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration.
That's what ABC said. More Americans get their news than any other news source. So I'm going to say it. More text to win people win on the Todd Allball Show than any other civic media program. So make sure you tune in here starting on Monday if you want tickets to a football game in the city of Green Bay involving the green and gold and the purple and gold. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Yes! And, by the way, it's a multi-state contest.
It's also expanded now. Before, it was only a few shows a day. Now, it is from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. every odd hour. So that gives you seven entries a day.
Thank you for bringing that up. You can enter on all these different shows. It's not just one show. So how about that?
Tom in West Alice is asking, how are we notified that we won? Are we called or notified by text? The answer is you will be texted, and then if you don't get that or don't respond, you'll be called. So
we send you a confirmation text, and then you can subscribe to, I don't know, something. And then if you do that, you get an extra entry. So that's even so. Whatever we send you, just say yes. Look, it's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of fun. And your chances of winning are higher between 2 and 4. So tune in on Monday between 2 and 4 for the green and gold text to win contest on Monday. I'm really excited. It'll be a lot of fun. Always is. All right, 18 past the hour of 3 o'clock. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go. This or that. This
or that. Then, of course, the choice is yours. You can get with this or you can get with that.
Time once again for What's Worse. Nothing to give away, no prize money involved for this one. But it is your chance to have your voice heard across the entire civic media news, radio, and talk station. By the way, I forgot. Well, we'll do a little bit later. Well, we'll play you some Brewer cuts from Pat Murphy. I got talking about the contest. I forgot to play the cuts. And Terry Barr, the great Terry Barr of this network, has written a story on civicmedia.com.us. Sorry. A new study shows Brewers hitting it out of the park for hot dog sales. She wrote about it. It's a fantastic story. So check that out at civicmedia.us. All right, speaking of, now timely indeed, as Mike Lucas says, because today's What's Worse category involves meat. Know your cuts of meat, the old bit from Letterman. All right, today's category, what's worse, fried chicken or steak? Fried chicken or steak? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. What's worse? Fried chicken or steak. You can also text us at the aforementioned Civic Media app. Simply go to your Apple or Android device. Download it for free. Takes less than a minute. It's what CBS's Gail King calls a deal.
Suddenly feel the urge to attend a banquet at a supper club that contains both of these items.
You've had steak at a banquet?
Well, it was steak tips.
But... Oh, I got it. All right. Very good. Our fried chicken or steak. We'll play the game next. 855-752-4842. What's worse? For a Thursday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
That leaf pile is 100 feet tall. Your dad can't handle this.
Not without the right equipment.
Yard work piling up? Gear up for fall with John Deere. Get $750 off select mowers, $2,000 off select Gator UVs, and $3,000 off select compact tractors.
Did I hear your dad got a John Deere?
Yep, bad day to be a leaf pile.
Gear up for fall at an authorized John Deere dealer now through September 30th. Learn more at johndeere.com/gearupforfall.
Building confidence and changing lives every day. The SWC YMCA is here for your family, located in the heart of Wisconsin Rapids. Welcome fall with a splash by attending the group swimming lessons provided for all ages. It might be cool outside, but it's always warm inside the pool. Go online today at www.swcymca.org for class information and sign up. The SWC YMCA is here for all ages, from youth to silver sneakers, where a healthy way of living is everything the YMCA supports. Come start your health journey together.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Elder Care Locator is here to help you live your best life as you age at home. Our call center advisors are ready to connect you with trustworthy local experts. Help is just a phone call away at 1-800-677-1116.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Tallball Show, Civic Media Radio Network. 22 now, past the hour of 3 o'clock on Thursday, September 18th, Summers. Nicely done. We're talking what's worse, fried chicken or steak.
That is Eat Steak by the Reverend Horton Heat.
The Reverend Horton Heat. Not a Reverend in Heat, the Reverend Horton Heat.
Correct. I guess the genre is technically called psychobilly. Rockabilly, but he's a weirdo, basically.
But that song's fine. That song's absolutely fine. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's worse, fried steak or... See, I knew I was going to do that. Fried chicken or steak. That is the category today. Brand new listener calling in from or texting in from West Dallas. Jay, listening on West Dallas on WAUK. And by the way, Zomers, we've been cleared, I've heard, to announce the news. There is another frequency that people can hear AUK at across the terrestrial radio in Milwaukee land. If you could dial that up, we'll give people that number because I don't have it right in front of me. But I know that Corey sent that out. We'll let people know. So that's fantastic. Jay in West Dallas says steak is worse. It's way too fatty. I think it depends on the steak, Jay, with all due respect. I mean, I get a nice filet once in a while. I'll spend the money. No fat on that. But yeah, a ribeye or a lower cut steak. I can definitely see that. Brett in Brown Deer, listening on AUK, says steaks are worse. I never really cared for steak, but I'll fight you for the last chicken breast. All right. Very cool. I appreciate that. Zomers, as always, fantastic on the info.
From Luke.
The new station you can listen to us, or the frequency, not new station, new frequency in Waukesha on WAUK is 100.3 FM. So if you're in your car, home, office, dial us up on the FM dial in the Milwaukee area, particularly downtown. 100.3 on your dial. Now AUK is available there. 855-752-4842. Was Catherine going to be? I thought Catherine was going to be on the air. Tell Catherine to come in. What's she?
Todd is, or Catherine.
Now she's
out and closed the door.
Catherine, our great general manager here at MDX. I saw her come in and look. I thought she was going to say something and be on the air. I was very excited about that because, you know, we don't have people join us that much here. And it's always a pleasure. Adam, by the way, the category fried steak or Jesus, God, fried chicken or steak. Adam in Oregon says, I saw Reverend Horton Heat in the High Noon Saloon in Madison. Great show. Also, fried chicken is worse.
You know, Adam, I was also at that show. A great show.
All right. Let's go to the phone lines, 855-752-4842. Mike, out in beautiful Spring Green, listening on WRCE in Richland Center. Mike, fried chicken or steak? What's worse?
It's a conundrum for me because chicken is easier to digest, but fried means it's in oil. Mm. Steak, overall, I think tastes better. So I think my official answer is, I don't know.
Right down the middle.
Can I answer that way?
Sure. Hey, it's a free country. So far, at least today. Not if you're Jimmy Kimmel, but on this network, it's a free country. So
well, I appreciate that.
Appreciate it, Mike. Thank you very much for the call. 855-752-4842. Go to the phone lines. Jesse in Madison listening on WMDX. Jesse, fried chicken or steak? What's worse?
Well, it's such a there's so many like socioeconomic aspects to this and philosophical aspects. I think the discussion right itself is the winner, right? I mean, usually a what's worse that you guys posit forward to listeners is like two bad things, but here it's really more about like what's better, right?
Right, that's a good point.
But it you know, it's like a just like the proverbial left-wing circular firing squad, I'm not going to participate in it.
Okay.
In that sense, I'm going to say that both are great, and I'm going to show solidarity. If I'm feeling like fried chicken, I'm going to show solidarity with my steak eaters. If I feel like steak, I'm going to show solidarity with my fried chicken eaters.
Appreciate it, Jesse. Thanks. Have a good day. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Troy in Mount Horeb. Troy, fried chicken or steak? What's worse? Troy, are you there? Troy.
Yeah, now I am.
All right, go ahead. Fried chicken or steak?
Close to my truck and the GP or the Bluetooth in there picked me up.
Okay.
Fried steak is the worst.
So fried chicken or steak? I said it wrong once.
No, I know you did. I was just playing with you. Like Carson always said, if you have to explain the joke, don't give up.
Yeah, right. No, that's fine. So you're fine. You're fine. All right.
I'm sorry. That was good.
That was good. Thank you. I appreciate it, Troy.
One other thing real quick. Yeah,
quick.
Of course you asked Francesca Hong different questions because she's a different person. So
I try to just adapt.
It just makes sense.
Yeah, just adapt it to their background and things like that. So,
right, exactly. Yeah.
I appreciate that. Exactly. Thanks for listening, Troy, as always. Appreciate. Go crew. Go Brew Crew, by the way.
Also, just to say, I got Troy's joke.
Oh, so. Thanks, Somers. I appreciate that.
I just want him to feel better.
Yeah, right. Our old friend Gordy Kopke down at Kopke's Greenhouse, a fine sponsor of this network. We appreciate that. Get on down to Kopke's in the town of Dunn, just outside of Oregon here in Dane County. I was down there and picked up some beautiful couple of mums and some other plants down there at Kopke's for the fall. Get there before it's too late. Gordy Kopke says, where's his text? No, I'll find it here. Gordy says on, no doubt chicken is worse. I'd rather go eat at a steakhouse than a chicken house. While there, I'll have the surf and turf, not the surf and chicken. That's a great point, Gordy. Nothing better than a filet and some shrimp or some lobster. We'll read a few more of these. We come back and, also from beware of internet ads. It could cause havoc on your Android device. We'll explain after this. Farm News is next. It's the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report right here on 97.5 WFHR.
Now that school is in session, school nutritionists are once again balancing tight budgets with big goals, making sure kids have healthy, appealing meals on their tray while also connecting them to local farms. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report. Along with you on a Thursday, we're checking in with Nutrition Director Stacy Nelson from the School District of the Menominee area. She's also the president of the School Nutrition Association of Wisconsin. She gives us an example of how her team is able to stretch roughly the $2 they have to spend on a meal to incorporate local food.
The Dunconey Dairy Farmers Group reached out to us. They really wanted to partner to promote dairy, of course. When we were brainstorming different options, we decided what better day than Eat Local Day. That is on Monday, September 22nd. We will be serving for lunch across the district grilled cheese with cheese that is sourced from Wisconsin. And then we decided that how fun would it be to pair it with a homemade roasted tomato soup. So we were able to work with a local farmer to source us with all of the produce for that soup. So we were able to get tomatoes, peppers, onions, and fresh garlic from him.
That meal will feed roughly 1,500 students on Monday. Stacy Nelson along with us from the school district of the Menominee area. We'll take a look at closing markets after this.
At the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, they know your business has always been something special. Now you can let customers know it too, in an instant, with the red and yellow Something Special from Wisconsin sticker. Joining the program gives you access to supplier and distribution information, marketing support, and a community of like-minded Wisconsin businesses. Best of all, you'll let people know that your work is done with care, quality, and love. You've always been something special. Visit somethingspecialfromwisconsin.com to make it official.
Farming has no set hours, no weekends off. The work can feel endless, but wrapping up that last acre makes it all worth it. At Rinkseed, we get it. We know the pain and joy of farming because our family's been doing it since 1846. Our seed will work as hard as you do. We think you'll crack a smile when the combine rolls. Rinkseed. Results since 1846.
On the close Thursday from Chicago, December corn is down 3 cents at 4.23¾. November soybeans closed 6¼ cents lower at 10.37½, and December wheat down 4 cents at 5.24¼. July 2026 new crop wheat closed 3.5 cents lower at 5.63¾. Class 3 milk contracts are trading higher, with October milk up 10 cents at 17.46 a hundredweight. The November contract up 3 cents at 17.05 a hundredweight. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 97.5 WFHR.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight and tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms. A low tonight in the upper 50s and a high tomorrow in the mid-70s. Storm chances continue for the weekend, although less rain around. High temperatures will remain in the 70s. Right now it's 80.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Smokey the Bear.
Smoke. Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful. It's the least that you can do.
What you desire. Don't play with matches. Don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
At 5 o'clock, I'll be joined by retired U.S. Army Special Forces Green Beret Lieutenant Anthony Aguilar. He is a whistleblower. We discuss some of the chaos in Gaza. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Hallball Show on the Tampa Media Radio Network. Came in semi-own name today. 35 minutes now past 3 o'clock. Thursday, September 18th, 2025. Zobbers on the board. Glad to have you along with us. Going to finish up today's edition of What's Worse. More calls and texts than I thought today.
People like food.
Well, that happened. I think, well, is this going to go anywhere? And then it does. And then sometimes I think, oh, people are going to want to weigh in about this, and it's crickets. So you never, and that's the beauty of this bit, this segment, is you never know where it's going to go. Today's category, by the way, we're going to talk in a minute, and this is real. Google just took down 224 malicious apps with 38 million installs and massive slop ads fraud campaign. Slop ads. I never heard of that until this story came out. I'm going to talk to you about that, or with you about that in a minute. But first of all, finishing up today's category of what's worse, fried chicken or steak. Off the text line, Tom in West Allis on AUK says, this is about earlier we talked about there's a new signal for listeners in the Milwaukee area, particularly the downtown Milwaukee area, because there are certain times we get a building or whatever. We did a show at UW-Milwaukee, and it gets a little fuzzy. Well, here now, we've corrected that at Civic Media, and there's a brand new signal. You can get WAUK and Civic Media over the air. It's 100.3 FM on your dial. 100.3 FM on your dial in Milwaukee. But Tom in West Dallas says, I've never heard it announced, but WAUK is also on an app called Radio Garden. It's a worldwide app you can listen to thousands of stations by scrolling over a map of the world and stopping on a dot. How about that?
That's pretty cool. Yeah, radio.garden is a website as well.
Wow, very nice. Thank you. Appreciate the info there, Tom. Len in Madison says, what's worse, steak or fried chicken? Seems more like a personal preference question. However, steak is worse in terms of purchase cost, overall environmental impact, and probable health reason. All right. Thank you very much, Len. Julie in beautiful Wausau on WXCO, Bull Falls Radio, home of Chad Holmes, of our great, great announcers and people here at Civic Media. And Julie says steak is worse for the environment. Really? You think, I guess cows
are... Yeah, cows generate a lot of methane.
Yeah. I'm still eating steak.
Fair enough.
I ain't stopping eating steak.
There are other things
that cause bigger problems than steak, in my opinion, like coal or other things like that. Anyway, this is an environmental segment. Matt in Middleton says, this is a tough one. Did we do that all right? Already? Says it's a tough one, as I like both have done right. I will say fried chicken is worse. It's bad for us and delicious. I'll even eat the terrible grocery store chicken and regret it every time. Now here, when I buy chicken, I try to spend a couple of extra bucks and buy either the organic or the non-antibiotic chicken.
Yeah, and there's also some that add more water to increase the weight and really? Some that don't. There's a lot of research you can do, but ultimately, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not a chicken expert.
Well, you got to be careful when you're eating it, because if you swallow wrong, then you'll choke on your chicken, and that's no good.
You don't want to do that.
Absolutely not. John in Edgerton on WMDX says, chicken is worse. I lost 60 pounds after surgery, and my surgeon recommended eating chicken for protein to put the weight back on. I have. Nightmares about that bird after the last 2.5 years. Well, John,
I believe it.
Glad you're feeling better. Obviously, Gordy's Megan in Sun Prairie says fried chicken is worse. I've never had a horrible steak, but I have had a disappointing piece of fried chicken. Well, that brings me to my lovely and talented sister, Heather, listening on WCFW The Tap up in Eau Claire, says, you know my answer. My stupid luck is to always get the worst steak at the table. I have had good steak twice in my life. One of them was in Milwaukee with you. It was delicious, but I never order steak if I can avoid it. And just to clarify, steak is worse. Now, this, I feel terrible because I like both. But I love a good filet. I love a good steak if it's done well. And Trigvi Olson, our friend and friend of the show, he introduced me to a place been around Milwaukee forever called the 5 o'clock Steakhouse in Milwaukee. Old place. That's fantastic. He took us there. He and Rick Wilson, when they were in town for the Republican National, or no, they were here when we had the Republican presidential debate at Fiserv in, it would have been 2023. And then when my sister and brother-in-law were kind enough to drive all the way from Eau Claire down to Milwaukee last year for the RNC to be our on-site producers for nothing, by the way. But I said, we got to do something for him. So I took him out to the 5 o'clock Steakhouse in Milwaukee. And my sister's like, I said, I'll guarantee you, you're going to get a great steak. And she did. And so,
but it's the only time,
it's
apparently
the only time she has terrible luck of getting, you know, table ordered steak. So no. How about you, Zomers? What's worse?
It's a bit of a tough one because, you know, we've had some comments also from Casper, our engineer, and yes, Parker, producer, about
what do they say?
So Casper says, eating beer, he corrects, beef, not beer.
Okay.
Eating beef causes more greenhouse gases than all the vehicles we drive. Not eating beef is one of the greatest things you can do for the environment. And Parker, one of our producers, says, beef is really bad for the environment. The Green Brothers have proposed beef days, special days you can eat beef to limit how much we eat. And yeah, the greenhouse gas thing really is a serious deal. Also, steak is expensive. So I like it more than fried chicken, but because I so rarely get to eat it, I would more be okay with not having it. I don't know. I'm going to say steak is worse, even though I think I like it more.
I like both. I like a good piece. When it was back in the 70s, when broasted chicken was the thing. And they had to put them in Hub City. There was a place, a little town outside of Richland Center. Those listeners in RCO, Meyer's Supper Club at Hub City, broasted chicken. They put it like in a big pressure cooker and they radiate it. And I don't know what they did. It was delicious. It was broasted chicken. And that's always good. And
yes, it is.
A good chicken breast is great. Fried chicken is good. But for me, pound for pound, you can't beat a good steak, a good filet. And I don't want to say I don't care, but I'm a big fan of Wisconsin beef producers. Do you know how I'm not sure if they use it anymore, but the old tagline was beef, it's what's for dinner. And the way they came up with that was they hired an ad agency here in town years ago. And they couldn't come up with anything. They couldn't come up with any something. And so the ad guy came home one night and he said, what are we having tonight? And she said, we're having beef. And he's like, we've had that like three nights this week. Can't we have something else? And she said, Bill, it's what's for dinner. And he goes, huh? And so they made it beef. It's what's for dinner.
Where's the beef?
that's something else.
That's
Wendy's. But my grandparents, after they retired from the dairy farming, they got into beef. And we were out with Joe Thomas at Six Springs Farm. And I think the important thing, the difference is, you're looking at how a guy like Joe Thomas at Six Springs Farm does it. It's all pasture raised.
Yeah, it's not a CAFO. I forget what that
right.
stands for.
It's a giant corporate mega farm. Joe said, it's like a beef spa out there.
Yeah.
And the enormous amount of acreage and, you know, there's, I guess if you want to go, this is a real thing, by the way, folks, you know, the whole cow fart thing, you know, or the beef fart. But I've been around a lot of humans that put out a lot of stuff too.
It's true. That's true.
But I'm going to say all in all, chicken fried chicken is worse. I like me a good steak. And I'm not ashamed of it either. I'll proudly say that on this show.
Fair enough.
All right. So that's that rounds up. We'll have another edition of What's Worse tomorrow. All right. I have long been a user of the old iPhone. I'm a big Apple guy, and that's not a paid endorsement or anything else. It's just a matter of fact. And part of the reason I am is because ultimately you get less spam on an Apple device than on an Android device. And here now from TomsGuide.com, great publication. They do a lot of reviews. And what I like about it is like they review an electronic product. They don't take like all the endorsement money, but if someone does send them a product, they upfront say, look, these people sent it to us, full disclosure, here's our honest opinion. So headline, Google just took down 224 malicious apps with 38 million installs in massive slop ads fraud campaign. How to stay safe. This is scary. It says bad apps can be hiding in the place you least expect. And that's exactly what happened with 224 malicious apps that were recently removed from the Google Play Store following the discovery of a massive ad fraud campaign. As reported by Bleeping Computer, I didn't know that was a thing, but I love everything about it. As reported by Bleeping Computer, the campaign itself was discovered by Satori Threat Intelligence Team, which revealed in a new report that these apps had over 38 million downloads in total. However, it was the advanced tricks and obfuscation techniques, I said that one right, they used to bypass Google's defense that really stood out. Unlike previous ad fraud campaigns, this one spanned across the globe with users of the best Android phones downloading them from 228 countries. Though they generated the most ad impressions in the U.S., 38%, India had 10%, Brazil 7%. Human security researchers have dubbed the campaign, quote-unquote, slop ads, as the malicious apps used in it had a mass product look and feel similar to online content created by, drumroll please, artificial intelligence image generators and other AI tools.
Color me shocked.
And it goes on from there about this ad. I'd encourage you, TomsGuide.com.
And this article is linked in the podcast description.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Zomers. I'll read you just a couple more sentences here. In order to avoid being detected by Google's app review process and Android's built-in security software, the scammers behind this new ad fraud campaign went to great lengths. For instance, if an Android user installed one of these so-called slop ad apps directly through the Play Store of their own accord, the app would act as it normally would once installed. However, if they stumbled upon one of these apps after clicking through from the scammer's various ad campaigns, the app would become malicious after installation. I just find this enormously confusing. I heard Jane and Greg talk a little bit about this on their show a day or two ago on Matt Nair on Air. It wasn't the exact same thing, I don't think, but it's just a good reminder that before you click on something and download it to your device, just double think about that because, again, I'm not here to promote all Apple products. I know there's a lot of great Android products out there as well, but it is one of the things I like about my Apple device better. It seems as though they have better security. Agree or disagree, Zomers?
Generally, that's been historically true. Most of the time, yeah, it is accurate. I will say on the Google Play Store on Android devices, try to go for apps that are verified and recommended by their team.
There you go. A smart young person giving practical advice, news you can use. We'll come back, hear from Pat Murphy. The Brewers get you set for tonight's game, AmFam Field. All that and more. Don't go anywhere. We'll wrap up the Town Hall Ball Show for a Thursday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
We're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Earlier this summer, the Trump Justice Department requested states turn over massive amounts of voter registration, balloting, and election administration records. Two states which refused the request, Maine and Oregon, are now being sued by DOJ. The Brennan Center for Justice counts 34 states which received data requests from either the Civil Rights Division, formerly a watchdog for voting rights, or from DOJ's Criminal Division. New Hampshire cited state statutes prohibiting the release of such information, but Indiana confirmed it recently sent DOJ personal information, including driver's license and partial Social Security numbers. Maine received its first request in mid-July, which it declined August 8th, citing a lack of justification. DOJ's statement announcing the suit said, quote, "American citizens have a right to feel confident in the integrity of our electoral process, and the refusal of certain states to protect their citizens against vote dilution will result in legal consequences," unquote. Vote dilution refers to alleged widespread voting by non-citizens, an already debunked conspiracy theory from the 2020 and 2024 elections. The Trump administration confirmed last week it was sharing the voter data with the Department of Homeland Security. Secretaries of State Shanna Bellows in Maine and Tobias Reid of Oregon have vowed to fight the request in court. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. A new analysis from Clean Wisconsin shows AI data centers in the state will use more power than all the homes in Wisconsin combined. Potential energy demand has been disclosed for just two projects in the state, the Vantage Data Center in Port Washington and Phase 1 of the Microsoft Data Center in Mount Pleasant. Those two projects alone require a combined 3.9 gigawatts of power, which is enough energy to power more than 4 million Wisconsin homes. Wisconsin has just under 3 million housing units in the entire state. Senator Tammy Baldwin has announced Senate passage of a bill that will help protect Wisconsin lakes from toxic algae. The legislation would improve monitoring, forecasting, and prevention of harmful algal blooms by requiring better coordination among task force agencies, state and local entities, and tribes. Right now on the Defender podcast, the Wisconsin Climate March is coming. Listen to find out more at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 8 minutes now before the hour of 4 o'clock at the top of the hour, ABC or CBS News, depending upon which of our great stations you're listening to across the great state of Wisconsin. Brittany Merlot is in with a check of weather. Get out there. Enjoy this beautiful day if you can, because this weekend going to cool down just a tad, not severely, but lots of, or not a lot, but the consistent rain, it sounds like, for much of Saturday and Sunday. So if you're going to the Badger game this weekend, we'll talk more about this tomorrow, but boy, already this weekend against Maryland, pretty much a must-win game for Luke Fickell and the Badgers if they hope to win at least six games to go to a bowl.
So, I don't have a ton of hope.
Let's hold.
Not because of the team.
This is one of the games I predicted they'd win.
Okay, fair enough.
So let's hope that they...
I just mean generally.
Yeah, well... Let's leave you with that today. Zauert is like, I just don't generally have a lot of hope.
for okay, yeah, sure.
He meant for the Badger football season. I don't want to read things in too much. Look, there's a lot. Oh, by the way, that after Maggie, Brittany, we got Clemens with sports, and then we got Maggie Dawn with another great edition of the Maggie Dawn Show from 4 until 6, 6 until 8. Our great friend Pete Schwabba and Nightlight from 6 until 8. So, and then you got Native Roots Radio and Rick Smith Across America. So it'll be fantastic.
I also like in Pete's you know, promotions for his show tonight. Yeah. He said he's having Civic Media Sports Authority, Mike Clements.
Sports Authority. I like
that. Ask Mike if he likes that.
That'll be the key. Does Clemens like being called a sports authority? Because he is.
Certainly not inaccurate.
Not inaccurate at all. So that'll be a great show tonight. Looking forward to listening in myself to that. Brewers, there's some hope for you. Brewers got a big win last night at AmFam Field in Milwaukee, 9-2 over the Angels. They get back underway, wrap up that series. Brewers going for another sweep tonight. 6:40 is the first pitch. The pregame show gets underway just after 6:05 on many of these Brewer Radio Network stations, including WRCE in the old hometown of Richland Center, WISS up in beautiful Oshkosh Bagosh, and WBZH 96.9 FM in beautiful Hayward, Wisconsin. So catch the Brewers tonight across those stations. We'll have our final free ticket Friday giveaway for you all day long, starting with Kreitlow at 6 a.m. all through the broadcast day. Tune in all day. Get your magical words. Text them in on the Civic Media app. Download it so you're ready, and you will have a chance to win 4 Civic Media Lodge club-level seats. They're beautiful, and you can watch a game yet this year. That is tomorrow, so be listening for that. Let's hear from Pat Murphy after manager Pat Murphy, the Brewers. Clemens got this audio for us after the game. Murph talking about pitcher Brandon Woodruff.
Yeah, I trust him. I trust him emphatically. What this guy has been through on the mound and the way he operates, he knows what he's doing. And it's underrated for this team this year, what he's done. What is our record since Woody started with us? That's something else, because what he's done for the pitching staff. And I'll tell you, the pitching coaches have done a great job with him.
Pat Murphy, manager of the Milwaukee Brewers. And speaking of Brandon Woodruff, threw a great game last night, was walking off the mound just like, I mean, he wasn't taking any prisoners. Here is Woody after the game last night at AmFam.
Tonight was a big outing for me in terms of just getting the body back acclimated. You know, it's been roughly 10 days or whatever it was. And it was huge for me to get back out there. And obviously first inning was a little bit lower than what I'm used to, but that's okay. My body got going there in the second, and then everything kind of back to normal.
Brandon Woodruff last night after the game. We have time for the Perks comments here. This is Blake Perkins, got 5 RBI last night for the Crew.
I mean, definitely like confidence boost, you know, being able to come through for the guys, that's always big. But yeah, definitely tough few weeks. I feel like the last couple of days have been good, like just kind of reset mentally. And I mean, all these guys support me every day, and it's good to have some results like go my way. So feels great.
Blake Perkins after last night's game, 5 RBI for the Crew last night. The magic number to win the National League Central Division down to 6 games to get a postseason bye. It's 3 wins or a combination of losses, other teams, to get the number one seed in the National League playoffs. They're in contention right now with the Phillies. I think the Crew still has a 2-game lead on Philadelphia. So the magic number there is 8, as well as the overall number one seed being 8 as well. But the important one, magic number 6, to a combination of Brewers wins or Cubs losses to win the National League Central outright. So exciting times, Zomers, to follow the Milwaukee Brewers and be a fan. Never too late to jump on the bandwagon.
Absolutely. And as we've said before, I just really love hearing the interviews with players and their attitudes this season. A lot of the time, sometimes I don't find sports interviews that interesting, because sometimes it can boil down to, how was the game? Yeah, it was good. But I did not
talk.
Yeah, but Mike Clemens knows how to ask good questions. Yeah. And that's not how these are. So.
Because Mike Clemens is, as Pete Schwab said, a sports authority.
Indeed, he is.
Great job. Appreciate that, Mike. Great work, as always, bringing us those cuts and clips. He'll continue to follow the Crew tonight. Again, they get underway against Anaheim. I keep saying Anaheim. That's what they used to be called. Now they're saying Los Angeles Angels, 6:05, the pregame show across many of these stations, just after 6:35, the first pitch from beautiful AmFam Field. Great show today. Appreciate everybody being along. Many thanks to Keegan Kelly of Cracked.com, State Representative Francesca Hong, and also Aaron Zomer is a great producer, engineer. All of you for listening. Stay tuned. Another great show from Maggie Dawn is straight ahead. Speaking of Milwaukee, don't go anywhere. We'll see you tomorrow with Phil Nee, Bill McCoshin, and Peter Rapine. Until then, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. We'll see you tomorrow.
Banging on your drum, and they will hear you.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Congressional Democrats are questioning the role of the FCC chair in the suspension of Jimmy Kimmel's late night show. Senator Elizabeth Warren.
When the head of the FCC is talking openly about taking away the broadcast license, then that is the government trying to exercise censorship.
President Trump is returning from Britain. Before leaving, he spoke of his efforts to end the war in Ukraine with Russia's President Putin.
Well, he has let me down. I mean, he's killing many people, and he's losing more people than he's, you know, than he's killing.
Correspondent Mark Strassman is covering Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy's new vaccine advisory committee.
The vote today is on the two childhood vaccines. The vote tomorrow is on the COVID-19 vaccine.
Some doctors and health experts say they're not aware of any new safety data that would require revisiting the recommendations. On Wall Street today, stocks finished higher. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.